Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is our Tuesday edition, April 21st, 2015. We are one day away from Earth Day in this country. We are coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we live stream our show at kvoi.com and on my website, buckmastershow.com. That's also the place for all of the podcasts, and our show archives are there and available 24/7, so you can listen to the program on your schedule. We have a very full hour of content as usual. We'll get things going talking about water. Fernando Molina of Tucson Water, our leadoff guest, about 20 minutes past the hour. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. This is week three of Shelley's Italian trip. He'll be calling in from Milan, Italy, the kind of the business center of Italy, and that will be happening about 20 past the hour, 12:30 today. Our monthly nonprofit report presented by Cox Business. Today we spotlight Tucson Botanical Garden. Then at 12:45, it's the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Fernando Molina is with me in studio from Tucson Water. Fernando, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thank you for having me here today.
What is the latest on the city considering a water rate hike? There were, I believe, three public meetings have now been concluded. And what is now the timetable for this possible rate hike?
Well, Bill, we just wrapped up last week our series of town hall meetings, which gave our customers and residents of Tucson an opportunity to come and ask questions, learn about the process. So May 19th is the date that mayor and council will consider the two options that were presented to them. At that point, we'll also be presenting them back some feedback on the town hall meetings. We've also received several emails and I've had several phone conversations with people too. So all of this information will be prepared, consolidated into a memorandum, informational memorandum that'll go to mayor and council so that they understand what the public out there has been information as far as the rate proposals go.
And it could be a couple of bucks more on your bill, up to $4 more, depending on which option is selected. Why do we need a rate hike, and when was the last one that we had, Fernando?
Well, Bill, we last year received a revenue increase of 8.3%. That didn't translate into a 8.3% rate increase because the revenue requirement is basically our annual budget. Last year, when we went to mayor and council, our five-year financial plan had projected 8.3% increases on the budget side of things for the next 5 years. This year, when we submitted to mayor and council our budget proposals, we actually were able to reduce that down to 7.3% over the next 5 years. And again, this is a revenue requirement. This is not the actual rate increase.
Are we okay right now compared to, say, California, which is experiencing the worst drought in at least 100 years?
We are doing really well, Bill. I think one of the issues that we kept seeing over these public meetings that we had was, what about drought? Are we going to run out of water? And Tucson Water is really about water reliability. We have an obligation to make sure that what is happening in California does not happen here. So we're constantly looking 50 years out into the future to make sure that just because we have our water supplies and our water projects in place today doesn't mean we can sit back and not worry about it until the future. The future comes up on us fairly quickly. We have to be thinking in advance. And water reliability requires investments by Tucson Water on behalf of its customers to make sure that the water is always there.
I was going to say, for years, Tucson was the largest city in the country that relied totally on groundwater. All that formula changed when the Central Arizona Project water became available, and now we have to worry about the Colorado River and that CAP water is going to be available for us.
Correct. We have been able to reduce our dependency on non-renewable groundwater to a renewable supply from the Colorado River so that about 90 to 95% of the water that Tucson Water provides now is renewable water supply. This is water that's replenished in a human time scale through the rainfalls and snowfall events in the Colorado River Basin, makes its way to Tucson via the Central Arizona Project Canal. We've done a really good job. We've had the support of the community and the mayor and council to develop our clear water program. This allows us to bring our full allocation of CAP water, a little over 144,000 acre feet every year now, put it all into the ground and pump out only what we need. Now, today we're only using about a little less than 100,000 acre feet, so that means we are storing in the aquifer every year about 44,000 acre feet. So that's a good hedge against drought into the future, and I think a lot of communities in the drought-stricken West would love to be in the situation that we're in.
For years, we had something called beat the peak, which meant don't water during the peak hours, kind of the hot part of the day in the summertime. This year, the campaign, as you recall, Fernando, usually began around early June. It started back in 1977, but Tucsonans did such a great job in conservation that the peak no longer became a big issue.
Yes, we in fact had to re-examine the whole Beat the Peak program. It, as you mentioned, it started in the mid-70s. It was as a result of inadequate infrastructure. Tucson had grown for decades, and coming into the 70s, we simply didn't make the investments we needed in infrastructure to make sure that we could meet demands. Over the years, we've had a lot of success in terms of our water conservation programming. I think surveys that we take regularly show that people understand we are in a desert and we need to respect and have respectful ways of using water. People's attitudes continue. Tucson Water has made many investments both in infrastructure as well as water supply. And we really have seen changes in patterns of water use, such that those last few weeks in June, when we were a groundwater system, pumping water out of the aquifer, we had problems meeting demands. That's not an issue anymore. We've seen demands reduced to the point that we really had to rethink Beat the Peak, and the slogan that we use now is just be water smart.
Yeah, and we are. You mentioned we're at about 100,000 gallons a day. At one point, it was 140,000, wasn't it?
Not 100,000.
What am I missing?
Yeah, 100.
Here?
You're off 100, by a factor.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Per capita person.
You know,
right?
In the 70s, I think we were close to 200 gallons per person per day in terms of a per capita number. We are now below 100 when we look at just the single family component. We are below 100 gallons per person per day.
And that's
too many
zeros.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of calls. Steve will be up first with Fernando Molina of Tucson Water. Steve, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I conserve water. I started when I was very young, and I live in a development that has a homeowners association, and we have a lot of stuff to be watered, and they run the sprinklers in the middle of the day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I contacted the gentleman that runs your water waster program, and he says there is no regulation requiring large developments to not water in the middle of the day. He realizes, or he said it was not good, but he has no authority to tell them don't water at noon.
Okay. Let's hear what Fernando has to say there, Steve.
Yes, Steve, that's correct. At this point in time, there is no irrigation schedule requirement per se. We work very hard with the landscaping industry. We also like to work with homeowner association boards to train them and educate them on what a good, appropriate irrigation schedule practice is. As we move forward and conditions with drought worsen, which this is something we're all anticipating at this point, we will probably within the next few years, if drought continues and we get into the next stage of drought, begin to implement irrigation schedules, mandatory schedules that would prohibit daytime irrigation.
Yeah, those could definitely be coming, because that's my next question for you. If a water shortage is declared on the Colorado River, and that could come within a couple of years, that will probably change a lot of things.
Yes, and our drought response plan is is geared at looking at how is our water supply impacted. So the next, we anticipate within the next couple of years a shortage being declared on the Colorado River. That means automatically Arizona gets a reduction in share in its share of the Colorado River allocation. Within Arizona, however, there is a prioritization scheme that determines who loses water first. And fortunately, municipalities, the cities, and the tribes have the highest water rights. So we'll be seeing cuts in deliveries of CAP water, probably to the irrigation districts, the farmers, and some industrial users, and folks who don't have a firm contract but have perhaps been buying extra water on the market. Those will be cut first. At that point in time is when we begin, because we see in the future perhaps our allocation is threatened, that we would begin to take tougher measures. Among those would be beginning to institute mandatory irrigation schedules. Our purpose in trying to get our programs out is to get things happening on a voluntary level. And
You do have a water cop, right?
Yes, we have two water conservation inspectors, and they do respond, as your caller said. He was concerned about this. Once we reach a point that there is a actual mandatory irrigation schedule or restrictions on irrigation, then they would have the ability to enforce those kinds of things.
All right. Watering at night, is that usually preferable? I know that some people think that if you water at night, it kind of is not maybe the best thing for the plants. I don't know what your feeling is on that.
Well, we generally recommend watering early in the morning when the winds are the lowest, it's the coolest time of day, and perhaps you might even be able to get up and make sure your irrigation system is working properly. That's one of the challenges with watering at night. If nobody's around to see any problems, how do you know that you have a problem? So early in the morning, before 8 or 10 in the morning, is probably the best time to be irrigating.
All right. Fernando Molina, thank you very much for what you're doing at Tucson Water, and we'll be watching to see what's going to happen with the drought and how we will react here in southern Arizona. Thank you, Fernando.
Bill, thank you for having me here.
All right. It's 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. Up next, Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner. Shelley is on the line. He's calling us from Milan, Italy, as he wraps up the final week of his Italian trip. We'll hear from Shelley right after this.
I can't believe we just saved $75,000 on our new dream home site. We discovered Rancho Soldados, the new custom home gated community with spectacular home sites located on Old Soldiers Trail. They're offering only 12 $75,000 discount lots, and we got one. Only six more are left. You have to see the custom homes already completed in Rancho Soldados to envision what's possible for your dream home.
On Tanque Verde, East Old Soldiers Trail, 207-4188. Represented by Long Realty.
Water, our most precious resource. Without it, living here in Tucson and the rest of the desert Southwest would not be possible. Where does our water come from? How can we use it more sustainably? At the University of Arizona Biosphere 2, we study the interplay of rain, climate, and landscape. Dive into the ways we use water this April for Earth Month activities at Biosphere 2 and find us online at biosphere2.org.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045. Fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
honey. Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.? Well,
flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right, let's welcome now Shelley Fishman, who is on our Buckmaster Show live line from Milan, Italy. Shelley, how are you?
Oh, everything is great here, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I'm sure that you've probably gained, a couple of pounds from all the gelato that you've been...
Oh, 7 or 8 people, yeah.
I do...
So first, the gelato report. Milano is gelato challenged.
Mm.
There are gelato stores every 35 or 40 feet, but none of them compares with what you can get in Florence. So my vote for gelato is on Florence.
2 weeks ago, you were reporting from Rome. A week ago, you were in Florence, and now you are in the business capital of Italy. And one of the kind of business capitals of Europe, Milan. Is there a different sense that you're feeling there in Milan that you did not feel in Rome when it comes to business activity?
Yeah, it's entirely different. First of all, the city is very different. It's wide boulevards and the traffic patterns are different. There's, fewer of the, motorbikes and lots more cars. And the city is just crisscrossed with light rail and trolleys. The styles that you see on the streets, the men are dressed much more formally and the women as well. There's, not so many cranes all over the city, but the city right now is preparing for the opening next week of what is, in effect, World's Fair, Expo 2015. And so they're sprucing up everything to get ready for that. And so the business activity here is tremendous. The luxury shopping, you look in the stores and there's people there, unlike in Rome, where the luxury stores were certainly there, but you looked in the stores and they seemed kind of empty. Here there's people. There's people buying stuff. There's people with shopping bags on the streets. It's a very different feel from further south in the country.
We have had a roller coaster ride. Friday, the Dow was down a couple hundred points, almost 300 points. Monday we recovered. Now I believe we were down again today. Europe plays a role. The volatility certainly can be pointed, some of it anyway, toward Greece.
Well, you know, U.S. volatility seems to be more focused on Greece than Europe. Hmm. Europe is up 23% for the year. We're, you know, keep on bouncing off 18,000, so essentially flat for the year. The Europeans right now seem much more concerned with solving the problem of illegal immigration and the problem of people coming on boats from northern Africa into mostly Italy, but also Spain and Greece. And their problem, or at least as it gets articulated in the press, is not so much with stopping it, but with dealing in a humane way with the people who want to come here and are coming here, and finding a way to stop the only word you can use is carnage on the sea, as you know, boats get rammed and people get thrown overboard, and so Europe's got this problem that is first and foremost, at least in the European press, I certainly have no insight into what gets said behind closed doors, but in the European press, what's talked about is the humanitarian problem, and solving that. Greece appears to be a problem that they understand exists, but one that is now so repetitive that they're expecting the European Central Bank and the negotiators to simply solve this problem. Nobody that I've spoken to here or any of the press that I've read here seriously considers the possibility that Greece may actually withdraw from the euro or withdraw from the eurozone. You do get that in the American-sponsored press, but you don't see it in the European press.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What would be the most drastic thing that might come out of all of this? And the feeling that you just conveyed is that Greece will stick with the euro.
Yeah, they just got, a 25-day extension by doing some, you know, accounting swaps internally, moving money from a metropolitan accounts to federal accounts, or the equivalent of that in our language, but again, my sense of it, just, and I'm reading English language translations, my sense of it is that the Europeans have confidence that this will get fixed long term, but it's going to continue to be a problem, and they've priced it into the market.
Well, and the euro, it's so attractive. We're seeing a lot of reports in the American media that this is the summer, Shelley Fishman, to visit Europe. You're kind of in the first wave of that. I assume there will be a lot of Americans going over to Europe because it is very attractive, almost 20-25% more of a bargain than it was a year ago at this time.
Absolutely, and Italy is an especially interesting and attractive bargain because they've put all of their taxes that they add to everything you buy are kind of buried in the bill. So when you see an entree for $20 or 20 euros, or you see an appetizer for 10 euros, that's what you pay for. Hmm. And there's no 10 or 15% value-added tax added to it. And in Italy, the tradition is that you don't tip. So you might round up the tip, but when you get your credit card bill, there's not even a place to put a tip. So normally you'd put some change on the table just to show your appreciation. So it's very, very attractive. Even the better restaurants, with a bottle of wine and two courses, dinner for two is, in the 130 euro vicinity. And we just had a dinner for two at a really nice place, and it was 90 euros mm-hmm. with a bottle of wine. Yeah. So it's a real bargain, and I just can't imagine anybody not wanting to come and visit this country. It's just such a friendly, wonderful country. We're going to Lake Como tomorrow, And,
too bad.
It's one of the five, six most beautiful places in the world.
Indeed. Shelley Fishman, have a safe trip back. And I think you will be, we've got you scheduled. You'll be back in town in studio next Tuesday. Is that correct?
I'll be back in town, but not necessarily in studio. Okay. I have a meeting in Phoenix. But
okay.
I will definitely be back in the country.
All right, Shelley, have a safe trip back. And folks can learn more about Shelley Fishman by going to buckmastershow.com and a direct link over to Shelley. So, Shelley, have a nice trip back. Thank you very much.
Voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's spring cleaning time once again. This year, you can offer a fresh start to someone in your community and a fresh start for your stuff. Goodwill is accepting donations of clothes, electronics, and household items. The revenues from your gently used items will fund job training and community-based services to people here in Southern Arizona. So while you get yourself and your home off to a fresh start this spring, you'll be helping someone else nearby do the same. More information is available at goodwillsouthernaz.org.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster, coming up Wednesday at noon on Buckmaster, a newsmaker interview with Dr. Francisco Garcia. He is the Pima County Health Director. Plus, we will visit with Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Buckmaster, noon to one each weekday afternoon on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment is presented by Cox Business. Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Cox Business urges all of the Buckmaster Show listeners to support your favorite nonprofit. We have a very vibrant nonprofit community. And joining me on the Buckmaster Show is Michelle Conklin, the executive director of the Tucson Botanical Garden, which is a midtown jewel where spring has definitely sprung. Michelle, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
You've got some construction that is beginning that will lead to some very exciting things.
That's right. Right now there's like a 3-foot deep hole, which will be filled by Friday. And we have a 6-month build-out, so by September 10th, our community will be welcomed into a brand new visitor center and gift shop and gallery, and it will really complete the entire campus of the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
The feel of the gardens, it's like when you go to the gardens, you're suddenly not in midtown Tucson. You don't hear the traffic. You kind of lose yourself in a different environment. You really pack a lot in. How many acres is it, Michelle?
We have about 6 acres.
6 acres. It feels so much bigger.
It does. That's because we've created little intimate spaces. So when you have 17 different gardens, in 6 acres, you create little rooms, which makes the space feel much larger.
We had Fernando Molina on the program from Tucson Water, and we didn't get a chance to talk about, well, we did talk a little bit about water conservation. And at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, you have a display garden for what is known as Xeriscape.
That's right, Xeriscaping.
Which is basically doing gardening with less water.
Low water use plants. Mm-hmm. But we also have some great examples of passive and active water harvesting as well, and swales, and we offer classes for the community. It's a great example of how you can save water in the Sonoran Desert.
What are some of the summer activities that you have planned? Folks are going to have some time off, hopefully, this summer, and they'll have the kids available with them. Things for the whole family coming up.
Well, we do want to remind everyone that summer, it's always 10 degrees cooler at the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
There you go. If you don't believe it, take a thermometer, and you will see. All of that green and vegetation will lower the outside temperature.
That's right. So in June, July, and August, we have early bird weekends every Saturday and Sunday. The gardens and our cafe are opened at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday during the summer for guests to enjoy before it gets a little too hot. 7 days a week is going to be dog days at the gardens, where we allow you and your puppy and your friend to come in the gardens. We also offer dog memberships, so you and your dog can come in for free during that time. And then we have Twilight Thursday and Sunset Saturday. Every Thursday and fourth Saturday of the month will be open until 8 p.m. for guests to enjoy the garden setting without the intense summer heat. And the cafe will be open and serving dinner from 5 to 8 p.m.
Tell us a little bit about the cafe. That has turned into a kind of a almost a must-do dining spot. You use, and the folks associated with the cafe use a lot of natural ingredients wherever possible.
Oh, Christine Jensen, our chef, is phenomenal. And what we're so happy with this partnership, because Christine does offer food that is locally sourced, all seasonal, and we are able to harvest many of the things in our garden, give it to Christine, and she'll whip it up into a seasonal dish. For example, the chicken coop that we have on our property provides the eggs for the quiches. We have an incredible crop of basil right now in the herb garden. The figs get turned into wonderful cookies, and it's always a real surprise.
What are your, so Saturday and Sunday, the cafe is open for breakfast?
The cafe is open for breakfast every day.
Really?
Yes, 10 o'clock you can get fabulous eggs Benedict and things like that. It's okay. Wonderful.
And when you were with us, I believe we had you on the end of January, you were talking about the Capitol campaign. How did that, you had some matches going on, I think, in January, dollar for dollar matches. Where are you with the Capitol campaign right now?
Well, we did very, very well. But as you know, with construction projects, if anyone's remodeled their house, they understand what I'm talking about.
It always takes longer and it's more expensive. Yes.
So we are really closing in on that final little bit of the campaign. So we're still out there trying to raise money for some historic doors and trying to raise money for the brick pathways. And there's still a number of little pieces that we could really use some support on.
Is the butterfly exhibit still going on?
It is. This year we're expanding it until the end of May. Mm-hmm. And boy, the butterflies this year have been really amazing. And our little dart frogs, they've grown and doubled in size. And so they've become quite an attraction on their own.
How do you put that whole thing together? I mean, that must be a lot of work preparing the butterfly garden.
It's tremendous amount of work. Our butterfly curator, Elizabeth Willett, is phenomenal. She manages about 100 volunteers because we are under USDA guidelines. So there's volunteers to help process the pupae and volunteers to manage the greenhouse. And then, of course, our gardeners who take care of the plants that are in the greenhouse as well. But it's real, very special, and we're very proud of the staff and the volunteers that really dedicate themselves to that exhibit.
Coming up will be the Weird Plant Sale. If you like weird plants, and we certainly have a lot of them, don't we, in the Sonoran Desert, that's going to be coming up the middle of May.
That's a favorite in Tucson. We have people coming from California and Phoenix for this exhibit. It's May 15th is our members-only sale from 4:30 to 7:30. And May 16th is the public sale from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And what kind of, when we talk about weird plants, maybe cacti, but there'll be some other things too, succulents.
There are plenty of succulents and rare cacti and adenium and the strangest of strange and the plants that smell like rotting garbage and then the plants that bloom like beautiful flowers.
And you can take a weird pot home with you to plant the weird plant.
That's right. I mean, it seems like that part of the plant sale has really grown, where a lot of the artisans who create very specialized plants will have their pots on exhibit.
What are you planning for next fall? I know that you're lining up the shows for the exhibits for the botanical gardens for the fall.
Well, right now we are zoned in on our Nature Connect Lego sculpture exhibit at the gardens, which will open September 11th and run through January 3rd, 2016. So we are actually preparing for the staff to fly in to help us decide where to put 13 sculptures throughout the gardens.
Wow. How about some of the nuts and bolts about becoming a member? How do you go about doing that?
It's really simple, of course, unless the website somehow glitches up. Mm-hmm. But it's very simple. You can come into our gift shop. You can go on our website. You can call us. And membership is so reasonable. It starts at $40 or $50 and entitles you to discounts, priority at plant sales, free admission during the summer, a discount for members in the fall when Legos exhibit. There will be a small fee for our members.
What is the membership then for a couple, say?
I believe it's $50 for a family.
Very reasonable.
Right, very reasonable.
Michelle Conklin, thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure to see you and hear about the great work you're doing, you and your team at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, conveniently located just off Alvernon
between Grant and Pima.
And you've got a fabulous gate that iron arch that came, that you had
That's
commissioned.
Right. Designed by Rory McCartney, a phenomenal piece of artwork, I call it.
All right. Michelle Conklin, thank you very much. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
Our monthly nonprofit profile has been presented by Cox Business. Thank you, Cox Business, for all you do to make this a better community. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Hey, hon. honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1247. The Buckmaster Arts Report, our every other Tuesday Arts Report, is sponsored by our friends at Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Kids Bop Live this Friday, 6 p.m., named Billboard Magazine's number one kids artist for 4 consecutive years. The Dream Big, Sing Loud Kids Bop Live show is a family-friendly, high-energy concert. So check it out. That's 6 p.m. this Friday. Also this weekend, Saturday, the Fox presents Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, starring actor and comedian Peter Story. This one-man fusion of theater and stand-up comedy delves into the many relationship mysteries between men and women. The show based on John Gray's number one best-selling book. So lots to do at the Fox this weekend. For information and tickets to see Kids Bop Live on Friday and Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus on Saturday, check out foxtucson.com. And with us is Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson for our Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Have you heard those Kidz Bop records?
No, Bill? I have not. How is it?
They're entertaining. It's popular songs that your kids would be familiar with. And then performed by Happy Children.
And it's a good start time for the whole family. It's
exactly.
A little earlier start time,
right?
At 6 o'clock. So,
still get the kids in bed.
So you may want to bring your kids.
I think I might. Little known fact, I used to be the curator of the Kidz Bop playlist on iTunes.
What?
So I consider myself a little bit of a Kidz Bop expert.
Okay, what else is going on?
Tucson Museum of Art. Now, they're off one of their biggest shows in history, the Figure exhibit. Now, that doesn't mean the things have stopped over there. Still plenty of going on. They have their Living Large show, which opened in March, but it's works from the 1980s. Everyone remembers the 80s, big colors, vibrancy, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So to celebrate that show, they're having an Art After Dark dance party.
Very cool.
On April 23rd, which is Thursday, from 7 to 9 p.m., live 80s music, break dancers, so there's that, 80s hair and makeup, that you can go there, and then they'll put 80s makeup on you, so you don't have to. You don't have to show up in your 80s garb. They'll make you turn you into the 80s. That's free for members, and I assume most of your listeners are smart enough to be members of Tucson Museum of Art already. But if not,
I'm a member.
Yeah, exactly. So you can get in for free.
Yeah, I can.
And then, but if you're not a member, you can come for $10, which is still pretty solid.
Speaking of becoming a member, during the break,
yes.
Michelle Conklin, I gave her. The money to become a member of the Tucson Botanical Garden.
Wise
for my
choice.
Wife and I, and want to support a great nonprofit like the Tucson Botanical Garden and the Tucson Museum of Art.
Sure.
What else do we have going on?
So the Josias Josler Historic Home Tour.
Very cool.
Saturday, April 25th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's $40.
Mm-hmm.
You can visit six homes from the 30s and 40s by probably Tucson's most famous architect. It's at preservetucson.org, or you can just meet at the parking lot behind St. Philip's in the Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just show up, see these beautiful houses. You don't get to get inside these people's houses that often.
No.
Maybe you know somebody with a Josler, but you get to see six in one day. So that's a fun day.
Is that?
That is Saturday, April 25th, starting at 9 a.m.
Wow, that is very cool.
Saturday, super busy day. Wooden Pulp. A new gallery and craft furniture space on 6th Avenue and 6th Street. They're having their opening event. You may know Dave Olson, the publisher of Zocalo, is one of the people involved in Wooden Pulp.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have Tucson Furniture Makers, limited edition prints by the Tucson Community Print Shop, and live printing of posters right there. So you get to see the magic happen. That's 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., 439 West 6th Avenue. You can find Wooden Pulp on Facebook. My probably favorite thing coming up, Tal National. Now, most people are probably not familiar with this band, but they are from the capital of Niger, which is Niamey. They're playing at Solar Culture on Thursday, April 30th at 8 p.m. It's $15 at the door. This is a really dynamic, exciting group. There's about 12 people in the band. They're coming all the way from Niger, so I figure
are they really?
I can cross town and catch them at Solar Culture. If you check them out on YouTube, there's a fair amount of their videos. It's, aspects of American blues, griot guitar, sort of West African rhythms. They're a big, exciting band. One of these things that, who gets to see this stuff? Tucson's a special place. You get to see a band from West Africa.
What is the venue again?
Solar Culture, the gallery on Tool.
Hmm.
And they're at solarculture.org. You can find more information about that. The Rialto has a ton of options. It's Alternative Country Week at the Rialto. They've got Ryan Adams this evening. They've got Casey Musgraves on Wednesday, April 22nd. Los Lobos on Friday, April 24th.
Oh, they're always a great act.
Exactly. You can't miss that. Sturgill Simpson, if you enjoy sort of the early 70s psychedelic country stuff, like The Bird's Sweetheart of the Rodeo, things like that. Sturgill Simpson, out of nowhere, put out this album last year, one of the most best reviewed albums of the year. He'll be there on April 25th. There's a lot of stuff at the Rialto. Plus, I believe it probably is coming up later in the tags here, Merle Haggard at the Fox Theater this week as well. So,
well, I've got for the tag coming up at the Fox, Greg Allman.
There's that too.
So, I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Yeah, I mean, he's big time.
Yeah, there's all that. Mm-hmm. Also, Broadway in Tucson is presenting Newsies.
Yes.
A fun musical.
Yes. Over at Centennial?
Yes, at Centennial Hall. That's already started, but it's tonight through Sunday, April 26th. Plenty of shows to check that out. Fun musical. You may remember the 1980s Disney musical Newsies, which had Christian Bale in it. This is a production of that show. So and innumerable options right now, Bill. So much choice, so much to choose from.
And Itzhak, our friend that programs over at UA Presents, he is very excited. I think we've got him. We're just looking at the schedule. I think he's on the show next week. He's very excited about next season.
Yes.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett opening up.
Whoa.
There's I admit it'd be a biased factor here as a member of the board of UA Presents. But the shows, the series, it's an incredible set of shows. Chucho Valdez, if you enjoy Cuban jazz. It's Eternal Tango Show. Shen Wei. I don't know if you remember the Beijing Olympics, the opening ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
The choreography was done by Shen Wei. He's bringing his choreographed shows to the UA Presents. Mm. They're also doing a show of his work, of his print work, his painted work at Tucson Museum of Art. It's going to be a really special time. Joshua Redman, incredible young jazz performer, Mariachi Los Camperos, Anonymous Four, the National Philharmonic. It's an incredible series. I don't want to steal at all the thunder from Itzhak, because he's the one who put the hard work in the book.
How in the world does Tony Bennett do it? when I worked in Las Vegas for the NBC affiliate up there, I remember interviewing Tony backstage, and he hasn't changed at all.
Right.
I mean, whatever he's drinking or eating.
or perhaps not drinking.
You know, has he found the fountain of youth, or what's going on with him?
I remember it was like 1994. He had that MTV Unplugged thing. And it's like, oh, Tony Bennett's back. How exciting is that?
Yeah.
That was 21 years ago.
I mean, come on. How does he do it?
Yeah. He will not be coming with Lady Gaga.
No.
Because he's been doing shows with Lady Gaga lately. But the opportunity to see Tony Bennett perform, totally worth it. What a great kickoff to a season. I mean, that's a nice little way to get things going.
I have a couple more minutes. You got anything more?
Gosh, I'm a little tapped out. That's the end of my list.
You had all Saturday.
I did Saturday.
Well, I was gonna follow up a little bit on the Jostler tour.
Oh, yeah,
of course,
let's talk about that.
At St. Philip's in the Hills.
Yes.
Is a Josias Jostler designed wonderful building. And it's like you said, there are very few opportunities to kind of see the Jostler homes in a kind of a package and
sort
of compare, because every Jostler doesn't look the same.
Right. There's certainly a unique sort of, and it's very like, I mean, he is Tucson. So much of like what you associate with Tucson architecture is generally a Jostler. And, you know, these people just don't let you into their, you can't just knock on their doors and say, hey, I'd really love to check out your house. So, I mean, for $40, you know, it's a pretty solid deal. And that money goes into preserving parts of Tucson historic architecture as well. So I'll be there. My wife and I, you know, we flip through people's photos of their houses on Truly all the time. So this is in real life.
Yeah.
We're not just like being nosy on the internet. We can actually go to the places.
And Ed has brought up on my screen in front of me, you guys have put together at Visit Tucson a really nice calendar now about what's going on.
We're trying to. I mean, especially we're trying to get everything especially together for summer. Because summer you're trying to figure out what's going on, with what things you could take the kids to, what's going, you know, all that. So we've really tried to assemble a great database of that material. And there's certainly other places in town that have done that as well. But we're working hard to make sure that it's not just a website for visitors, because visitors obviously want to know what's happening. But we also want to let Tucsonans know the things they can enjoy in the city. Arizona International Film Festival. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's a thing. That's also at the screening room still running.
Very cool. My friend Leslie Epperson did a nice film about the All Souls procession.
Yes.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, many bones,
yes.
One heart.
Yeah. There you go.
Extremely well received.
All right. Are you ready to hear about Greg Allman?
Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers?
There you go. Dan Gibson, thank you very much. This week's Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Greg Allman on Friday, May 1st, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Grammy Award Lifetime Achievement recipient. Greg will arrive at the Fox with his Hammond B3 soulful voice and catalog of songs that stretch from Midnight Rider to Melissa. So that's going to be a great show, an unforgettable concert experience waiting for you at the Fox. You can visit foxtucson.com to view the full schedule of live performances and classic films, and to purchase tickets to Kids Bop Live this Friday, 6 o'clock start time in the evening. Then Men Are From Mars Women Are from Venus. That is this Saturday, and then Greg Allman on Friday, May 1st. Thank you to our friends at the Fox. Great lineup of entertainment coming up. Also, our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors on the Buckmaster Show. Speaking of music, the legendary Taj Mahal.
Oh.
You remember that group?
Yeah. Incredible blues guitarist.
There you go. Headlining the 20th year celebration of this big time free Silver City event. And that is over the Memorial Day weekend. Dan, that has grown now, that event, into the largest blues festival that is free in the southwestern United States.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, only 3 hours east of Tucson over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. And this year they've expanded the festival to include motorcycles. So it's now called officially Silver City's Blues and Bike Festival. You can check out all the great things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge and many things to do. Also, a big shout out to Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. PerfectionAutoWorks.com is their website. Convenient Midtown location. The phone number 323-8650 for all your foreign and domestic automobile needs. This afternoon, it's 4:20. Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. The Daily Double, Chris DeSimone and a guest host every day from 8 to 9. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ed Alexander at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.